Here at the 2012 Altec International Symposium, I have Dr. Pierce Lyons. And if you would, first of all, Dr. Lyons, this is a record-setting attendance, both attendees that are coming from all over the world, and that includes the media as well. Your thoughts on the outlook for this year's symposium?
Oh, I think, Chuck, what this year's symposium is coming through, a clear, clear message. Agriculture is back. It's almost like the University of Kentucky saying, here, we're going to reload. Well, I think agriculture is reloading. They're reloading because the world needs us now. The world needs us to produce better food, more natural food, tastier food, less expensive food, but more. The whole context of trying to feed these two little ones that we talked about, Tom and Anya, in 60 years, where are they going? So when the people leave here, they're going to say, you know what? This is exciting. There are solutions. There is a company who, in fact, is doing extremely well within what is supposed to be difficult economic circumstances.
You announced this morning or talked to several initiatives that the company is going to try to accomplish. Can you give us some of those and talk about what you got plans for?
Well, one of the nice things about being a private company is that you're responsible for your own destiny. In the sense that we don't have to be concerned about shareholders. We don't have any shareholders. Now, we do have stockholders, stockholders being people who have an interest. They work for the company. And so when we start talking about the initiatives, first and foremost, any money that we make, we plow back into the company. End of story. And right now, I think we have probably about 60, 70, maybe even $80 million of investment that we want to do over the next 12 months. And frankly, about the same amount over the following 12 months. And we have to do that if we're to be a $4 billion company. We're approaching $1 billion at the moment. But what are they? Already in Springfield, Kentucky, we're just about doubling the size of the plant there. Winchester will probably put what we call an SSF, an enzyme fermentation plant, in there. My wife is always doing something out there in Nicholasville. Then as we look overseas, she has a project in Belgium. She has a project in Ireland. Oh, incidentally, we're building a plant, which I didn't mention, in over in California. So, I mean, it's almost never-ending what we're doing, but you know, if you're spending $80 million a year, that's a lot of projects, and it'll only grow.
So you have a great positive outlook for the future, not only of the agricultural industry but and food business as well, but for Altec itself.
Yeah, well, I said this morning, and, you know, sometimes you say things and you don't realize perhaps how important they are, but I love my life, and it's the only life I have to live. So I love my life. It's the only life I have to live. And I'm surrounded by young people and some not so young who want to get things done. And they want to, my job is to remove some of the barriers. And so, yeah, I'm very excited. We have a teleconference and a video conference every Friday. And we scratch our heads and we pinch ourselves. And say, wow, could we have really done all of that in 1 week? And could we be really thinking about doing all these other things in the next week? Chuck, it doesn't get any better than that.
Well, I am looking forward to another fabulous symposium kicking off here in Lexington, Kentucky. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.